Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Tom Borg. TomBorg.com, is that right, Tom?
Yes.
And that
will work.
That'll take you to Tom Borg Consulting, where you can find all the things he does for his clients and his books and his writing and all the things he does to help train and help people. Hey, Tom, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to talk to baby boomers. I love this conversation. How to show baby boomers that they matter, that you show them some respect. It's probably difficult for younger people to realize that just looking a baby boomer in the eye to them is a form of respect. Just saying thank you instead of no problem is a form of respect. Acting in like you're glad they came in, that's a form of respect. And conversely, absolutely, the opposite of those things is also considered disrespect. At least,
that's right.
even if they don't leave thinking they've been disrespected, they leave feeling like it wasn't a good experience, and it makes
that's
them
right.
not want to come back.
Something they just feel they don't have a good feeling about. You know, Jim, one of the things I wanted to mention is a study done by Delta Airlines some years ago. It was a great study. And what they were trying to find out is what their customers really wanted. And there were four things that they came back with. And this was such a great study. It was applicable to all sorts of businesses and organizations. So here are the four questions people want to know the answers to if they're spending their hard-earned money with you. The first question is, do you like me? Now, how do you show a person that you like them while you look them in the eye? You act like you like them. You're friendly with them. The second question we have for people at service is, do you care about me? And that means, do you take time to know a little bit about me? Maybe find out my name, ask me a little bit about my family. Third one is, can I trust you? That's the question they have for us. And that means, are you going to do what you say you're going to do? If you're supposed to call them back, do you call them back? If you have a certain product, is it going to do what you say it's going to do? The fourth question they have for us is, do you know what you're doing? And that means, is this something you've been doing for a while? Do you have the experience? So these are four basics, and they're really based on human needs and wants. But the key is, can we answer those four questions for our customers?
And see, that third one,
care, trust.
Do you care, do you trust, can I trust you? That's another respect thing for boomers. Because we grew up trained by the greatest generation in the world, the World War II people, the folks who saved the world, the folks who were raised through the Depression and saved the world in World War II. We grew up being by those people. And how many times growing up, Tom, did you hear somebody say, "My word is my bond"?
My hand
is my contract. Those are the people we grew up around. And so trust, you could cut trust with a knife in our world. And if there's nothing flippant about it for us. And so if you want to show us some respect, if you want to impress us, if you want us to come back, then we need to be able to trust you.
That's right. Boy, that's so important.
Well, trust is everything. Trust is the cornerstone, the keystone and the capstone of our entire lives. And if that breaks down, then everything breaks down, doesn't it?
That's right. Boy, it's so true. So true.
So in a conversation with a boomer, what are some terms, what are some phrases? We talked about, thank you, please, and thank you, and that sort of thing. Is there anything else that we need to talk about?
Absolutely. Using the person's name. As Dale Carnegie once said, that's the sweetest, most important sound in any language.
We love it.
That's not hard to get. I like to my training programs I teach this technique, and that is fill in the blank. If you don't know the person's name, simply give them your name. Say, hey, my name is Tom, and your name is? Have them fill in the blank. And that way, it's an easy way to to get that name and then use it two or three times in that conversation. People like that.
And when and here's one last one as we go to a break. As we wrap up here, Tom. I think is important when you're trying to get information out of them. Don't just ask them a question. Say, let me ask you a question about this. Say it out loud. Mm-hmm. I'd like your advice on something or whatever. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. People love it when you say that to them.
Oh yeah. Oh, they do. They like to feel important.
Yeah. TomBorg.
I like that.
.com, folks, is the website where you can find Tom and all the things he does, his books too. What's the name of your last book, Tom?
Last one would be True Small Business Brilliant. Small Business Brilliant. All and right. That's on my website. They can find that as well.
Thank you. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you, Jim.
Tom Borg, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingham, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.